This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In Kerala, 16% voter turnout has been recorded in the first 2 hours. Polling is continuing smoothly across all constituencies, with only minor issues reported from a few isolated locations. According to the Election Commission's update at 9 a.m, the Union Territory of Puducherry recorded an overall voter turnout of 17.41%. Assam registered a voter turnout of 17.87% at 9 a.m. Senior leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Leader of the Opposition V.D. Sathisan, and BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar, cast their votes in the early hours. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all 4 states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to voters of Assam, Kerala and Puducherry to exercise their franchise in large numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, he said that reservation for women will make the democracy even more vibrant and participative. Mr. Modi added, any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Haldia, Asansol and Suri in Birbhum district today. BJP leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will join a meeting with farmers at Singur of Hooghly district, followed by a conclave in Kolkata. BJP President Nitin Nabin will address public meeting at Chakolia in North Dinajpur. TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies in several places in Uttara Chobbish Parganas district. Veteran Congress leader, former Minister Abu Hasim Khan Chaudhry passed away. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri discussed the ongoing developments in the Indo-Pacific region and West Asia with U.S. Undersecretary of War for Policy Elbridge Colby at the Pentagon. Mr. Misri met the Undersecretary today after their recent meeting in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India-U.S. Defense Policy Group meeting. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a 3-day visit to Washington, D.C. in the United States. The visit follows the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar's visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and is in keeping with the regular high-level exchanges between the two sides. Union Cabinet has today approved investment proposal for construction of 1,200-megawatt Kalai the second hydroelectric project in Anjor district of Arunachal Pradesh with an outlay of 14,105.83 crore rupees and completion period of 78 months. Additionally, Cabinet has also approved investment proposal for construction of 1,720-megawatt Kamala hydroelectric project in Kamle, Kradadi and Kurung Kumi districts with an outlay of 26,069.5 crore rupees and completion period of 96 months. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast from 6.3% to 6.6% for the current financial year, owing to strong domestic demand and free trade agreements. World Bank expects India to remain the primary engine of growth in South Asia. In India, growth is estimated to have accelerated from 7.1% in financial year 2025 to 7.6% in financial year 26, owing to strong domestic demand and export resilience. U.S. President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the negotiating team will include Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, with the first round scheduled for Saturday morning. Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian confirmed Tehran will attend the Islamabad talks following a telephonic conversation with Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. And that is the end of this news bulletin.